Okay, hello, hello. Let me move them. I'm actually using my phone microphone and not my like nice one because I'm lazy. Anyway, I'm horny. I have lots of questions about dicks all the time. It's 4:30 in the morning. I've never seen. Okay, let me just get this thing in me first. This isn't hard. Nobody's gonna get off to this. Like. Ow. Jesus. Sorry. It's like. It's been a while since I used any toys that were like penetrative. So like I'm a bit rusty, I guess you could say. Anyway, if anybody cares, I'm using like the Love and Snore. Good shit, by the way. Would recommend. Where was I going with this? Oh yeah, dicks. Wait, I made a list of stuff. Give me a second. Okay. I was talking about, I've never seen a dick, like, in the wild. Like, you know, obviously I've seen them in porn and everything, like online, you know? In pictures and videos and GIFs and all those things. But like, never seen one in real life. Not that I can remember. I feel like it's something I would remember, you know? Like, that seems like a significant life event. Right, anyway. So, like, I've never seen one, and I just keep on wondering. Because the thing is, okay, it sounds dumb, but it's just, like, there's something that, like, an entire, like, half of the population on this earth has a dick, more or less. There's 8 billion people. That's, like, 4 billion dicks. I've never seen a single one of them, like, in the flesh. The dick flesh. And, like, I don't know if it's even like a sex thing, you know? Like, I just want to know what a dick looks like. I know what a dick looks like. Don't send me a dick, please, unless it's to answer like one of these questions that I will pose later on. But like, you know, in person, like, experience wise, I just want to. They just seem so, it's just like a thing, you know? Just hanging out of your body, like an appendage. I moved my toy and it was like really on my clip. That's me. A dicks, I, appendages, questions. Sorry. ADHD go buh. Like, I just want to, like, poke it, you know? Like, not hard. I'm not, like, into, like, CBT or whatever. But, just, like, test the. Like, I don't know what to compare it to, you know? Like, it's flesh. But it's, like, not, like, your wrist or, you know, something like that. You know, it's not like a finger. I hope not. Not that there's anything wrong with fingering. I just think if dicks had multiple joints, it would be really interesting and also disturbing. I was gonna ask a question. God, this toy is loud. I hope it's not picking up too much. Like background noise. Dicks. The seventh mystery of the world. I just realized why this sound was bothering me so much coming from this vibrator. It's because it sounds like exactly like the electric toothbrush I have, and that just feels, that seems wrong. Feels great though. Feels a lot better than brushing your teeth. But anyway, dicks. Let me check my list. So like speaking of like tendons, or not tendons, speaking of like your list, I mentioned that like a minute ago, right? So, you know how you can, have you ever done that thing where like you pull on the tendon that's on on your wrist, and then it like makes your hand go whoop, you know, like it bends? Give me a second. So what I wanna know is like, can you do that with, okay, so the thing on the underside of the dick, you know, like, it's like a big tube looking, not a tube, but, you know, it's obviously cylindrical, and, you know, it just kind of, like, bulges out of the a dick part of it, the main body of it. That's a tendon, right? That's, like, the only thing I can think it could be, besides a vein, in which case that's a huge fucking vein. Not that there's anything wrong with veiny dicks. I think veiny dicks are just fine. Not that I've seen one in person yet. Anyway, so if it's a tendon, which I'm assuming it is, can you do the thing like you can with like your wrist, you know? Where you just like kind of gently tug on it, and then you just goes like, whoop. I think that would be extremely funny and would totally just watch somebody do that for like 10 minutes. Just whoop, whoop. What's another question? Something about like helicopter. Oh, yeah. So I was gonna ask, like, is the dick tendon the thing that, like, you use to make the dick helicopter, you know? Sorry. Fuck. I mentioned that I was, like, really horny, but I'm also really curious. And so, like, I am close being interrupted. I don't know which one is interrupting the other at this point. But you know, it's fine. We're having a good time. The dick tendon. When you helicopter your dick, I was like, oh, maybe it's that tendon that does it, right? Like, you know, makes it like swing around. But then I was like, wait, okay, I remember. So I got somebody to do this on camera for me once, completely platonically, like, just for me and this other girl, and he, basically, like, whipped his dick out on his webcam, and just, like, fucking helicoptered it around. It was kind of awkward, because he was like, I mean, I'm gonna need to get, like, half Holly show you this. And so he's like, give me a second. And he's like pulling up Pornhub on his PC while we're waiting with his dick just like hanging out, you know? And Anyway, so that's when I learned that the helicopter dick has to be, like, halfway hard, apparently. Like, not all the way soft, but not all the way hard. Which is interesting, because I always thought it had to be, like, completely hard, you know? But apparently you can't do it if it's like that. Well, at least, like, it's a lot more difficult. Because then you can't, like, really get it swinging around, you know? Because it's, like, rigid. Inflexible. That's another thing. I want to know how bendy dicks are, like, when they're hard. Like... Huh. How bendy they are. That, but also, so helicoptering. So I guess it's probably not the tendon, right? The tendon thing that makes the dick helicopter, because you can do it when it's, like, only half hard, right? So is it, like, a muscle, like, inside of your body? Like, you know, in, like, the pelvic area located behind the dick, like, the roots of the dick, basically. If, like, a dick was a tree, and the roots were, like, inside of your body, you know, like, just below the dick, is that, like, where the muscles are? To change the setting on this thing. Oh, it goes up, and I look on the highest one, but it is not. It is now, dicks. I've said that a lot. Should I be calling them something else? I'm sorry. Like, I feel like cock is, like, the hotter way to call it. But it's just, it's not, it doesn't flow as well when I'm talking about my questions. But, okay, I'll try to use it from now on for the rest of this thing so that, like, it's hotter. Because the point of porn is, like, somebody is supposed to be getting off to their side. I mean, I'm getting off, so, like, I guess that counts, right? What I'm trying is, what makes the dick helicopter is that question that I had. Sorry, the thing is, like, rotating inside me, and, like, it's not necessarily something that, oh, you know, I just thought of another question that I have, like, related to that. So, like, when you're inside of a hole, when you're, did I say dick again? I'm sorry. When your cock is inside of something, someone, can you, like, move it around a little bit, you know? Like, you'll see sometimes people talk about, like, a cock, like, twitching inside of you when they're, like, coming or whatever. But could you do that just, like, you know, manually? And if so, in which directions? Like, can you do it up and down? Can you also do it, like, from side to side? If you tried to helicopter your dick inside of somebody, would it work? Probably not. I just want to know. Not to get off, even though, like, I'm doing that right now. I just want to know. I can't believe I've never seen a dick in my entire life. Like, I've been making porn for what, like, 3 years now? And yet, IRL, no dicks. Like, I'm not complaining about my real life experiences because, you know, if you ever heard my audio with Koi, you'd know I've gotten some pretty great fuck in my life. It's just, like, you know, no dicks. And that's fine. But also, I'm just curious. It sounds like it's not a sex thing. It's part of it's a sex thing, but like the questions are not like sex things. I'm just like, the questions are curiosity. Like, I want to see dicks for like more than just the curiosity, but it's mostly the curiosity. I can't remember what else I was gonna say about dicks. Cocks! Oh god, I said that way too loudly. I was supposed to be calling them cocks. Let's see, what else is my... Oh yeah, so like, if you covered up the dick hole with something, you know, like a cork, not an actual cork, but you know, like, the effect is like a cork. I guess people do that with like sounding, but anyway, so what I want to know is like, when you do that, is that like, if you did that and then you tried to come, did I say dick again? I'm sorry. If you did that and then you tried to come, would it like, well, so obviously it would like build up, right? Like behind, under the cork thing or whatever it is that you're using to plug up your dick hole, your cock hole, cock. Sorry, it's just like habit. Give me a second. I'm like, I might come. We'll see. So like, when you come, but your cock hole is blocked, would it eventually like all like flow back down? Or would it just indefinitely stay in the urethra until like whatever? Because it doesn't seem like it could just like stay in there forever, you know? But at the same time, I'm like, well, where does it go? Does it drain like back into the balls or something? Wait, no. Cum isn't stored in the balls. Pee is. But what I'm wondering is, give me a second. This is the dumbest shit I have ever done. I What was I asking? Oh, yeah, so I know that pee isn't stored in the balls, but also cum isn't either, right? It's just, like, made there. I don't know where it's stored, but I remember somebody telling me that it isn't stored in the balls. So would it just, like, flow back down to wherever it came from? So I'm just kind of, like, enjoying that, the orgasm, not the thinking about dicks. I guess I enjoy thinking about dicks. It's just, wait, I'm gonna go back to talking. Cock. I don't know why I can't just say it. I say it all the time for porn. Cock. This is porn. This is porn. I don't know if this still counts as porn. Somebody can get off to this, right? Somebody, you got it, okay? Like, if one person nuts to this, I will feel like I've accomplished something, you know? Okay, anyway, I'm gonna take a short break. I'm gonna continue asking my questions about dicks. And then I'm gonna see if I can come again. Sorry, I've developed like this habit of like cleaning off my toys with my mouth once I'm like, you know, once you pull them out of you. Because, I mean, honestly, I started doing it because I was like, you know, e-sex. And that's kind of fun. And now I just do it when I'm by myself, too. You know? Just gotta take a little off the top. That doesn't make any sense. I was gonna get a drink. Maybe I'll switch toys. Oh, where is it? I opened the box that was supposed to have the toy, but it's not in here. And now I'm a little concerned. I think I might know what it is. Why is this bed so fucking tall? Found it. Ow. Sorry, I stepped on something. Is this still recording? Sick. Okay. One second. I thought the thing was in my backpack, so I took my backpack out, and now my backpack is just, like, on my bed. Anyway, now I need another sip of water. What do you think? Something else I want to know. So cock rings, right? Y'all have heard of them. Oh, this is the other one, right? Yes. Oh, jeez. This toy is like one of those suction-y ones. I think the original popular one was like called the Womanizer or something, but this one is from the Satisfier. I got it from a really good friend, and it looks like a penguin. Now, don't get me wrong, I love penguins. I'm still on the fence over whether this is like wrong. But also, it's a sex toy, but it's a penguin. And it looks hilarious. So, like, I kinda. And, like, it's a new thing, you know? I've never tried something like this before. And so I kinda wanna, like, you know, I feel like I can use it without being rude. Anyway, something you should know is that it makes, like, really odd sounds. So. If that gets picked up in the recording, just know that that's why, and I'm not, like, Jack Hamlin my pussy or something. So, Cocklins, they're supposed to stop you from coming, right? Yeah, yeah. It's like, wait, are they? Those vibrating Cocklins. Wait, maybe they keep you hard. They keep you from not getting soft. Okay, okay, wait. I'm pretty sure that's what they're for now. I keep losing track of what I'm supposed to be talking about. Cocks. So they keep you from getting soft. Do they also keep you from coming? Because it's like, I mean, on one hand, it seems like that would be the effect. But on the other hand, I've seen cocklings before. Like, maybe I've not seen a cock in person, but I got, like, this one, like, clear, vibrating cockling out of this grab bag that I got at a sex toy store once. And it had, like, this little vibrator thingy in it. But that wasn't the point. The point is, that was just, like, made of silicone, and it didn't really seem like it would be strong enough to, like, cut off the cum flow from the storage vessel to the out cock. You know what I'm trying to say, right? Oh jeez. This is a mess. It's like, this thing makes like really funny sounds. It's not unpleasant. You know, my philosophy is if you can't laugh and nut with the same person at the same time, is that really worth the nut? So anyways, with cocklings, I don't feel like they would be able to be strong enough to cut off. I guess it depends on the size of the dick, right? Relative to the size of the cockling. Because if the cockling is a lot smaller compared to the dick, like it's, what is it called? Diameter-wise, then it would be exerting more pressure on it, and therefore it would be like clamping down on it more so that you can't come. But if they're roughly the same size, then there's no pressure, and so there wouldn't really be much restriction. Because the cum comes out through the urethra, right? And presumably it's also flexible enough because it's not like a bone or anything. So it could be squeezed shut. So, wait, but if the cockling is supposed to keep it hard, maybe that's just to stop the blood from flowing out of the cock and not the cum from flowing in. I probably should have reversed that in and out, but like, you get what I was saying, right? So yeah, let me know how cocklings do things, stuff, yeah, or not. Ah, sorry, it's a toy again. Whenever you take it off of you, it makes this like, can you hear that? It sounds like when you're at the dentist's office and they have to like suck all the saliva that's accumulated in your mouth. This isn't hot. This is supposed to be porn. Nobody's gonna think. Oh, that's kind of nice. That's my questions about cock rings. Oh yeah, I was gonna say, I know I could just like Google it, but I don't want to. For one, I'd feel silly typing that in. One might ask why I would feel silly or typing it than I do asking it out loud and then posting it to a subreddit. That was a fucking pop. I don't have to be coming the whole time, right? Like, if I just came the one time and then I asked it questions for the rest of it, that's fine, right? Because, like, you could hear I had the toy on. I was enjoying myself. Do I have to be moaning for it to count as porn? I feel like this is fine. I think this is fine. So anyway, back to Cox. Regarding the bendiness of them. So when they're completely, something just fell off the bed. When they're completely soft, they're like super floppy, right? Like you can pick it up and it just kind of like sags over like a slug without muscles. But there's still like the tendony things inside it, right? And like tendons don't like get soft. So if you squeezed it, would it like be squishy on the outside, but then you'd still be able to feel like the tendon inside? Is that why dual density dildos exist? Like the ones that are supposed to feel more realistic because they're softer on the outside, but then they're firmer on the inside? Is it because of the tendons? But I think those are supposed to simulate dicks that are hard, not dicks that are soft. The tendon is like the skeleton of the dick, right? It's the thing that keeps it in the wireframe of the dick, if you will. Birds are chirping. Well, because it's like 5 a.m. now or something. So the tendon is the wireframe of the dick. And then when it's hard, the rest of it around the frame is also keeping it in place. Also, some dicks point up when they're hard. Some dicks point down when they're hard. I wonder if any dicks point, like, under. I'd imagine that would make it easier to, like, try to fuck yourself. Because some people have done that, right? Some people can, like, get their own dick into their ass. I'd imagine that wouldn't be as easy if your dick pointed like straight up, you know? So is it the tendon that's curved when the dick is curved? I don't know. Like sometimes they curve to the left or to the right too. So it just like the tendon grows that way? Or the dick grows that way? Or the blood flow is like uneven? I guess because it doesn't have a bone supporting it. Like the tendons and the rest of our body do. It has like less to keep it in, bolted in place, you know? I have some questions about foreskin. So I used to think the foreskin went like all the way down the dick, you know, like a sleeve. I thought, oh yeah, you know, it goes like to the base of the dick. You know, because that makes sense, right? Because obviously it's open at the top, and so it should be open all the way through, right? But no, it's not like a sleeve. It's like only the last like bit of it, the portion, and it covers like the head and then a little bit under it. I always thought, you know how like people have like smuggled drugs in their dicks and stuff like that? I thought maybe that was how they did it, you know? Never understood. I've heard people breaking their dicks, but there's no bone. There's no dick bone, which I have questions about that as well, but I'll get to that in a second. So I don't really get how you break it. Maybe it's like a tendon thing again. Still, I've never heard of like breaking a tendon. Yeah, there is no dick bone. So why do they call it like a boner? Like, oh yeah, growing boner, prone bone. Gonna bone that chick. But there's no bone. There's no bones. I feel like it's really misleading, and I just want to know who came up with that, because I think it's pretty stupid. Oh yeah, so opposite question of, like, the cork thingy. Oh, I've been saying dick again, haven't I? I was supposed to be saying cock. I'm sorry. Maybe I should just, like, edit out all the parts where I said dick and just replace it with cock instead. That sounds like a lot of work. So with cocks, sure, you can maybe stop the nut from, like, coming out. But, like, so, you know, suction things, like, those, well, some people suction their dicks, right? I think those suction cup thingies that you pull on the tube. I've always wanted to try one of those. Like, I guess I'd use them on, like, my boobs, right? Woman pussy. Yeah, I think that's what before. Genitalia. But yeah, you can put them on dicks. I think some people do it to, like, make them get bigger. I don't know about that one, Chief. I'm not really sure about, like, how that works, or if it does, or what the science behind it is. But, the point was suction. So you know how with a vacuum cleaner, when you take out the, like, tube part, the tube at the end of the hose, you know, because you're, like, trying to clean your stairs or your car or some shit like that. The tube, usually at least dick-sized, right? At least cock-sized. As in big enough to fit a cock inside of it. So if you turn on the vacuum and you put your cock in the hole and just kind of let it do its thing. Huh. First of all, how would that work? Because it's like, it's continuously trying to suck it. But if there's a seal around it, then how is it gonna... But also, say you did this when you were, like, hard or something. Like, you know, you had cum stored up somewhere, you know, in your body. Well, you have cum, and it's somewhere, and it's not coming out of your dick yet, but it's also, like, nearby. And you put your dick in the vacuum hose. Do you think, like, eventually it would just, like, suck the cum out? Like, not in a I am orgasming way, but in, like, a yes, this has been manually extracted. I feel like it would. It doesn't have anywhere else to go. And once you suck all the air out of the dick hole, what else is there left to suck? Cock. Cock hole. I mean, I wasn't, like, saying that you suck cock. I mean, I'd suck a cock if I ever got to see one in real life. It'll happen one day, maybe. Who knows? Oh yeah, so you remember how I compared the foreskin to a sleeve earlier? Could you also, like, cuff it, you know, like a sleeve? Could you just, like, turn it inside out, you know? Like you're rolling up a sleeve or cuffing, you know, yeah, cuffing it. Like you're peeling a banana, but the peel's coming away in a singular piece, hopefully. Same thing about dicks that are, like, the uncircumcised ones, underneath the foreskin? Are they more like moist because it has like the cover on it? People who are circumcised, that's why they have to use lotion, right? Because their dicks get dry. Oh, also, sometimes I see people with circumcised dicks and they kind of look cocks. I'm sorry. With circumcised cocks, and it looks kind of like there's a stripe around, like, part of it. Or, like, you know, half of it, maybe more like two-thirds or something like that, three-quarters, is one color. And then there's, like, a very clear line of demarcation. And then it's a different color the rest of the way up. And it's not like the head, you know. This is, like, the shaft that we're talking about that has two different colors. Is that from where the foreskin came from? I should wrap this up. Do I have any final dick questions? Cock. Cock. I'll remember it someday. Cock. Does it really feel better to stick your cock in something that's, like, really wet as opposed to something that's less wet? Because, like, I'm thinking about lube, you know? If you use a ton of lube, then, like, there's no friction at all, right? Which is supposed to be nice because then, like, less pain and all. But also, I feel like at some point, it would just cause, like, less sensation, you know? Like, you'd stick in your cock in, like, mashed potatoes or something. Whereas less lube, more friction, feels like you're actually moving it. Yeah. So, like, I came. I feel pretty good. I feel like I've asked a good amount of questions. There's more I could expand on, but I'm sleepy, and it's 5-something a.m., and birds are chirping, and I think right now my brain just needs to go to sleep so I can process all of it. You know? But yeah, real talk. Don't send me pictures or videos or gifts of your dicks, please. Unless it is specifically to illustrate a point or question that I was posing earlier. In that case, you know, that's fine. It's not like I haven't seen pictures of dicks before. If you manage to come to this, please let me know, because I'll be really impressed. So take care of yourselves and your cocks. Bye-bye.